Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we recap the launch of the 36th In Sports Separad Primary School Athletics Championship. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. We're still in the middle of the track and field season, and the next major event on the schedule is the 36th In Sports Separad Primary Schools Athletics Championship, set for April 29 to May 2 at the National Stadium. The event will showcase some of the island's brightest up-and-coming talent, those who will in a few years go on to shine at the Boys and Girls Athletics Championships, the Diamond League Circuit, and even the Olympic and World Championship stages. Chairman of InSports Don Anderson says fans should come out on competition days expecting the high level of organization and sports entertainment that has been the hallmark of the event over the years. This year, some 93 schools from across the island will participate, with over 4,500 athletes down to compete in 38 events. He is quick to remind members of the public that a number of Jamaica's current crop of stellar athletes, including Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, Javon Francis, and Melaine Walker, all got their start in the primary school championships. Track and field enthusiasts far and wide are urged to come out and see the stars of tomorrow take the first steps towards distinguishing themselves at the National Stadium from April 29 to May 2nd. Mr. Anderson has these words of advice for the participating athletes.
I want to encourage all the participants to go out there, push hard, strive hard. You have the future in front of you. You have the sky, which is the limit. And therefore, go out there, do your best, play hard, be disciplined, compete very fiercely, but fairly.
Title sponsor Separad have plans to make the event a truly special experience. They are providing a sponsorship package of $20 million for this year's competition. It will include breakfast for all teams on each competition day, as well as care packages containing Separad products and school supplies for all athletes. Separad also has something special in store for the champion boy and girl.
We look forward to yet another successful championship. It is important then that we highlight the champion boy and champion girl, who will each receive $100,000 in academic support. During the days, there will be a lot of activities, entertainment, and interesting giveaways and games, creating a level of interaction that the children can enjoy. This is just our way of saying a sincere thank you to all engaged in making this event a great one.
Group Marketing Manager at Separad, Roger Thompson. The primary championships also received a glowing endorsement from the Jamaica Athletics Administrative Association, J3As, courtesy of its General Secretary, Garth Gale.
Each year as we send our report to the IAAF, this is one of the bright sparks, this is one of the areas we are happy to report on, the number of participants at this level. Because the IAAF is pushing kids' athletics, so for us, this is a winner.
Mr. Gale adds that the J3As will provide the necessary technical support and equipment to ensure the meet is successful. So come out to the 36th In Sports Separad Primary Schools Athletic Championships, set for the National Stadium from April 29 to May 2nd. Tickets cost $200 for children on all days, while the cost is $400 for adults on Wednesday and Thursday, and $500 on Friday and Saturday. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. Please join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
Yo, Michael, how are you?
Well, I'm there, I'll take up the whole computer, I forgot dash way.
But the electronics that you?
Electronic waste, for be exact. In our work.
You don't know, so the National Solid Waste Management Authority launched a pilot program for collect all e-waste such as cell phones, tablets and laptops, printers, chargers, keyboards and them something there.
So play your part. Jamaica's beauty, a fee with duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.